Now, listen, this is something entirely different, but there was a piece in the paper last Sunday, and it kind of stopped me in my tracks a little bit. And I think loneliness is not something that people admit to, and especially if you're young, you're in college, living your best life and all that kind of thing. But Holly Hannan is a student in NUI Galway, and she joins me now. Holly, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Now, Holly, you're 19, you're in first year in college. What are you studying?
I'm studying speech and language therapy.
Okay, and how are you finding it?
Well, I'm finding the course great. You know, it's really interesting, very enriching. I love going in to my lectures and stuff like that. But in terms, the first few weeks, you know, in terms of my social life and I suppose settling in physically, it was a lot trickier.
Yeah. So now, one of the things that, you know, people look forward to about college is the social life and everything. Were you excited going there about the prospect of meeting new people and all that?
Yeah, no, I was so excited, going to college. Like, I suppose throughout secondary school, I was very lucky in the fact I never really had any issues with making friends and kind of settling in that way. So, you know, I was delighted, and I found out that I got accommodation on campus. So it was like right in the middle of everything. So, you know, I was really, really looking forward to it, definitely.
And what was the moment then when you thought, actually, this isn't going to be as easy as I thought?
Yeah, it happened very quickly. Like, I write about it in the piece, but I think, you know, I didn't get off to the easiest start. I think COVID had a massive part to play in everything, because my housemates didn't move in until the very first day of in-person teaching, which, you know, I thought that was very strange. My older sister, you know, she's in her final year of college. She didn't have that experience at all. So the very first night alone in my college room, you know, I think there's a huge difference to being at home with your family, you know, in your room, mm-hmm. listening to music, but like actually being physically on your own. Mm-hmm. Well, kind of just literally alone with your thoughts is very, very different. And yeah, it was quite isolating.
And then you had friends from home who were in college in Galway as well. And you talked in that piece about texting one of them. Tell me about that exchange.
Yeah, I messaged one of my friends from home, but she was literally, you know, just a stone's throw from where I was. But again, it was kind of a thing, you know, this new phenomenon that I've encountered that I don't really understand. When people go to college, they kind of just want to wash their hands of, you know, everything from their hometowns and stuff. And it's very much about new beginnings. But it happens very fast, like, you know, literally instantly. So I kind of found that, you know, people were really eager to start over and make new friends. You know, I messaged that one friend, you know, asking if she was going out and stuff, but like the invitation wasn't really extended to me. It was very much like, you know, I'm doing my own thing, but good luck yourself, you know, that kind of way. And it did really hurt. But
yeah, it would make you feel a bit small, would it?
Yeah, it hurt me in that minute, but you know, it benefited me in a way as well. You know, I literally kind of grew up in those 10 seconds, but it also taught me that, you know, like the importance, I suppose, of standing on your own two feet is, you know, it's not easy, and it was very, you know, kind of hard lesson to learn, but I do feel it's kind of benefited me as well.
Yeah. Do you know, one of the things in college is you're used to in school, everything happens and it, you know, it all goes on for the day and then you go home. College, you've a lecture here, a lecture there. And those bits in between when you're hanging out and will I go home or, you know, they're
exactly. Yeah. I sure. That's, something that I've realized as well. When you're in secondary school, you kind of, you know, especially during the day, you kind of coast through, you have your friends and, you know, if you didn't have the best day or whatever, you can kind of go home and get away from it. But when you're in college, you know, you're just there in the middle of it all. And exactly like you said, kind of just finding things to fill your days. And, you know, when you don't have someone to lean on or people to meet, it can be, you know, it's very hard, especially, you know, my course is quite, you know, it's not many hours in the day. You know, I could be finished some days around 12 o'clock, you know, those first few weeks I was kind of just left, you know, wondering what I could do. Yeah. So it was hard.
I think though, you know, you're not alone, like, and a lot of people all went through it to some extent. When you wrote the piece in the Sunday Independent last week, did you get a big reaction from people?
Yeah, no, it was so overwhelming. Like, I really, you know, I was obviously hoping that people would read it, but I really didn't think, you know, I would get personal messages anyway. But no, the amount of people that reached out to me, you know, people my own age, you know, in first year right now, but even adults who, you know, graduated from college a long time ago, saying that they could relate. But yeah, it was just amazing. And again, it kind of goes back to my point of people not really talking about it. I think as a society, you know, we're not very kind to ourselves. I don't really know why we kind of bottle the negative experiences up, but we're, you know, we tend to shout about the positive ones. I just think it makes it a lot harder than it has to be, you know. Yeah.
Well, look, Holly, well done on being the one person who put up their hand and said, look, by the way, I'm lonely here and I'm finding this hard. It probably made everyone else feel much better. Holly Hannon, thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks so much.
Bye, Holly.